Yeah, the Quadrathon started in 2012, and when it started from my concept of I was onto adventure sport. I travelled different parts of the world and done different races, and always came home looking around me and thinking, no, we probably have as good here as some of the places I'd maybe paid a couple of thousand to get to and do a race. So with the recession, I suppose, was the main thing, a change of plan for me. And I started the Quadrathon in 2012. And indeed, for the first 2 years, it didn't look like it might have been a very bright idea, because our numbers were, I think it was 19 and 29 was the entry for the first 2 years, which wouldn't have sustained the race. But the important thing was there were good, genuine people who were looking for this type of adventure, and they spread the word. And now we're in our fourth year, and we're looking now at possibly, we think we'll have 300 for this year for both. That'll be people doing all four. The choice is they can do the four full marathons or the four half marathons, but they can also do a single day, whatever, half or full.
Yeah.
So they really pick and choose what they want to do.
Yeah, serious lift in numbers over the last couple of years, Harald, but what is it that makes this unique and stand out from the rest of the races, not alone in Ireland, but further afield across the world?
Okay, Oisin, well, the first thing is that this is not like your national marathons. We're not talking about flat courses, we're talking about hilly courses. So we're looking at endurance as opposed to looking at our watch to see what time we finish. And each of these marathons are going to take most people an extra 15 minutes over their normal time to do. That's the first point. What makes it more unique is that actually in Europe, I don't think there's anything like it in Europe where you'll have multiple marathons on multiple days, but they'll all be in the same course. This is four marathons, four totally different courses, a different challenge each day, a quite unique challenge and a very scenic challenge. And this is really what's sold it across Europe. For example, in the first, in the first 2 years, we had, in both cases, we had two people who came across the water. Already registered, we have over 100 people from Britain, France, Germany, and I think we've at least 12 people from places like USA and Australia as well, and they're coming to do the event. So that's what makes it unique is the natural Anishon, natural beauty of Anishon is maybe the first thing that makes it unique.
Yeah, really, really testing courses. You're going to start in Kinnego and then go on to Malin, and then you've the Mamore Marathon, and it's going to finish up with the Muff Marathon. If you just tell us a bit maybe about the course, Harald, and what the four of them involve, because we're not talking about one here, we're talking about four of them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. Well, each day, it starts in Mobile on day one, and that takes on Kinnego Bay and finishes in Malin on day one. Now, each day, the logistics of this is quite complicated because, number one, we're not really looking at many locals. We're looking at all strangers. Nobody knows. There's no point in saying, go to Charlie Brown's corner and turn left. Yeah. No, the course is fully marked. Nobody's going to get lost. The shuttle buses have to run before the race to get people to start lines, or after the race to get them back to where their cars are. Mm. So there's shuttle buses running all day. And at the end of each race as well, there's full food laid on. So it's really a festival of running. Nobody's rushing away. Like 2 hours after people have finished at the finish line, they're still hanging about and having a crack and having a chat, meeting like-minded people that have been all around the world and talked about comparing their adventures. And thankfully, from the feedback, is the Quadrathon's up there with some of the really iconic races around the world, and we're delighted with that. So, the first day is round through Kinnego Bay. Day two, then, we have Malin Head, and that leaves Malin Town, and it goes right round Glengad and into Malin Head, right out to the head and back in again, and finishes in Malin. So, logistically, that's easy because it starts and finishes on the same day. On day three, it leaves Malin Town, and it goes through Cairndonagh, Ballyluffin, Tlemanagh, and over Mamore Gap, and down to Ned's Point, and finishes along the shore path and finishes in the youth club in Buncrana. And then on day four, they leave from the youth club in Buncrana and they make their way along Fawn, the Slab Road, Burnfoot, Bridge End, Muff, and then finishes in the Red Kettle as well.
How long have you been planning this, Harold?
Oh, I've been planning in my head for a long time. I'm still planning it. I say it's the start in 2012. There's a lot of planning goes on each year to it. I'm not sitting still with this event. Every year people have come back and said, you know, we won't make it any better. Every year we've made it better, and it's getting better, and people are acknowledging that, and the word's getting out that the quadrathon probably at this point is up with the top 10 iconic events in Ireland in terms of, you know, an adventure race and so on. It's really challenging. But the other big aspect of what people like of it here is the Donegal hospitality. We lay on plenty of hospitality. We look after them, and they appreciate that, and they spread the word for us. They're our best marketing tool is our own participants.
Yeah. It's not just about the high end competitors who are up there and trying to win at the front and wanted to go on four marathons. There's also people who just want to test themselves. They don't have to take part in all four. There's also half marathon events, and there's team events as well taking place. So it's just not about all the guys that are at the front here that really want to go quick and try and get through the full four themselves.
Oh no, in fact, probably quite the reverse. So you're looking at about less than 10% of the competitors will be, as you say, competitive and doing it for times and things like that. The majority of them are just there to, you know, compete with themselves to finish. But it's not easy. It will be an endurance test for them. And they'll know they've been through it when they finish it. But as I said earlier on, it suits walkers, slow runners. The planning of the course has been laid out so that it suits anybody who has it in their head that they want to actually do this. We're trying to make it as doable for all abilities of fitness.
We're just sitting here and we've got the medals from the last couple of years and a new style medal for this year. And I must say, of medals that have been handed out for participants of events, the quadrathon medal is very, very impressive because it's four individual medals for each marathon, but they all connect together to make one big one.
Yeah, and again, we've tried to highlight to people that, again, we mentioned about the fast runner and all this. This isn't really about the finisher. This isn't really about the winner. This is about the finisher. And what we've done is we've tried to spread the money as much as possible across each competitor. Everybody that finishes gets something a wee bit more. They get a bit more in the wrist pack. They get a better medal. They get fed afterwards. But the numbers come up now. We're acknowledging better as well. We're acknowledging that, you know, category winners and all that. We've got more money to work with now. In fact, this year we've commissioned new trophies, and so this year the Extreme North trophies for winners and all category winners and runner-up will be specially customised crystal trophies, and they're going to be follow on the same footsteps as the medal. They're going to be quite exceptional.
So then, if people want to get more information on this event, because I know people who are planning for this have been training for quite a long time, but entries are still open, they'll be closing soon, where can they get all the information about what's happening and the lead up to the event and what's going to take place over the 4 days from Thursday the 11th to Sunday the 14th of August, Harold?
Well, actually, the entries are still open, but they're open until the 27th of July, because we need a few weeks to get things organised. At this point, we have probably three quarters of our entries already on board, but the entries are starting to heat up since last week. We noticed a big income of entries. Extreme North website, which is extremenorthevents.com, and you get all the details on there. And it's the quadrathon, and you can enter for a single half marathon or all four marathons, whatever you feel that your ability is up to.